So, what have we been thinking about? This is day three of IBM Think, the first full day of the event, technically, in terms of the general public. Sunday was Champion Day, Monday was sort of Think Academy, and today is when people are going to be doing sessions and stuff, and there's the chairman's keynote this morning. In terms of what really caught my eye yesterday that I think was of value, I got a chance to see the Watson Discovery session, which was fantastic. Watson Discovery allows you to process lots of unstructured text, but if you are a marketing or PR professional who would like access to a good analytical news engine, Watson Discovery gives you the last 2 months of news, categorized, tagged, and sorted for free. You get up to 1,000 queries a month. To be able to ask the database questions about the news, and it's refreshed, as far as I can tell, on a near real-time basis. So there's 17 million articles in there right now from the last 2 months. It's a rolling 2 month window. So it's if you haven't already signed up for Watson Discovery, you should go do that because that's valuable. And again, free at the light tier. As far as I can tell, they don't seem to have any plans to change that to a more expensive plan. You can upgrade to lots of different plans, obviously. I got a chance to sit in at a quantum computing lab, which was just head shredding. I mean, the things that you can do with quantum computing, the raw computing power of quantum is it is quite literally a quantum leap. One of the examples in a factoring problem that the doctor who was showing it said was, if you take this problem of factoring and you scale it, the problem linearly, the processing time scales exponentially. So a problem that could take a massive supercomputer 2 seconds to solve for a 128-bit factor, when you get to a 1024-bit problem, it will take more time than the universe is old. So it will take several, like 6 or 7 billion years for that same computer to solve that problem. With quantum computing, because of the nature of the way it works, it will solve that problem in about 10 and a half hours. So 6 billion years, 10 and a half hours, it is such a radical change. But the thing I think that stuck out the most for me, and something that we're all going to want to keep an eye on, is he ended the session by saying, we are not able to think about quantum computing and what it can do yet. He's like, it's so early, it's so new, and it's so capable, so powerful that it really is beyond anything. So it'd be like the people in the 1950s when they were building the first regular classical computers had no idea that, 50 years later or 70 years later, there would be the things like smartphones. It was just so far away from that room full of technology. So that was really worthwhile and entertaining. I had an opportunity to do a podcast yesterday on sort of analytics and where things are going. And one of the things that really came up that Bill Jensen said during that thing was that once we remove all the tasks, because at some point AI is going to be able to do most of the tasks, what's left is the unique human experience. And so focusing on soft skills, on the ability to work with each other, to have empathy, to have judgment, all these things that are uniquely human right now, and will be for some time, are where we need to spend and invest a lot of time if we want to run successful organizations that integrate humans and technology together. And then the last really powerful takeaway was that one of the my fellow influencers, who's also an IBM champion, said yesterday that people just don't use social data at conferences very well. He said they just kind of do stuff and throw things out there instead of cherry picking the 10 people they want to have a meeting with. And he said, you've got the data, may as well use it and use it in a more targeted fashion. So some good advice there that I will be taking into advisement and stuff in my remaining days here at the event today and tomorrow. But really just so fascinating to see what's happening Today, I'll be doing a Facebook Live at 7 a.m. Pacific, and then we have the chairman's address, Ginny Rometty, telling us all things new, that the IBM stuff. I have some executive meetings this morning, and then some other activities for influencers. And then looking forward to hearing from Dr. Michio Kaku, who is a futurist, later this afternoon. So lots to learn. So much to learn, so many new frontiers that it's really exciting. It goes to show you that while you're in the regular world, in your regular workday, you don't see stuff like this, the advancements on the frontier of computing and technology and what's possible. And it's so exciting, it's so refreshing. It's like there's so many new possibilities that are coming in the world. And so many new ways that we'll be able to do things, so much more capability. So as long as we can get over our own human foibles, the future looks incredibly bright. It will require a lot of thought and a lot of care to make sure that we don't abuse these new technologies, but at least we will have them. And at least there's more, and there are changes ahead that will be literal quantum leaps from what we can do as a human race now. So thanks for watching. As always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the email newsletter, and I will have some more updates from IBM Think soon.